professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us now. Dr. Marty, hope you had a good holiday. We had 31 people at my niece's house for Thanksgiving dinner. Half dozen of them now have COVID.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's going around again, isn't it?
It certainly is. There's a lot of respiratory illness going around, and that is absolutely increasing in many parts of the United States, especially with this new cold wave that's, again, driving people together in small, crowded places. So, yes, we've got to watch out for it. And, you know, on that note, did you want to talk about what's going on in China?
Yeah, I read this, and I'm wondering what you think of the fact that the World Health Organization has asked China to provide more information on these cases of children with respiratory illnesses. And how concerned are you about that?
It's very appropriate, Bob, that they're asking questions because China right now is saying, hey, yes, there's an uptick, but look, we took a long time to change our restrictions for COVID, and there were a lot of people not exposed to things, so it all seems like it's coming at once. Don't worry about it. But we are worried because what's being reported through ProMed, and if you'll remember, it was ProMed that gave us the data initially that was the first real clue that the SARS-CoV-2 outbreak was happening. You know, the whole thing really took off thanks to ProMed Mail. In ProMed, they're describing these hospitals full of sick, ill children that have high fevers and they don't have coughs, but when you do films, you see that, you know, their lungs are affected, right? So it is a pneumonia, but, you know, it's behaving oddly. So, you know, we do need to pay attention to see if this is something new. However, what is known, what the labs that have come back, is that a lot of the kids do have mycoplasma, which is a little teeny-weeny bacterium that gets inside your cells. And, you know, it typically causes walking pneumonia in people. And a lot of them have the flu. And interestingly, the flu that is being seen in these children is, thankfully, H3N2 and also the B. Victoria lineage. And those versions of the flu are in our flu vaccine now. Hmm. So the new flu vaccine that we're using is going to protect you from the particular flu that's causing the problem that is detected in these children. So, and then, of course, we do have cases, unfortunately, of SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 among the children. So, yeah, that's part of it. Oh, and RSV, too. I forgot to mention, unfortunately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, was it ProMed? What's ProMed?
Yeah, ProMed, it stood up in the 90s. I remember when it was first starting, and it stood up as an independent thing. Now it belongs to the Infectious Disease Society of America. And the whole idea early on was, hey, let's get scientists to talk to one another all over the world, sending, you know, we send it to a central site when something, like if something's happening here in Florida, we will send a message to ProMed saying, hey, we're seeing an uptick in this, that, or the other. And it's sort of an unofficial way of getting information to other physicians and scientists and veterinarians and even plant pathologists, right? So we get this whole mix of really interesting data from all over the world by the people that are actually experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Another story that hasn't been in the news, but will be, it should be, a revolutionary treatment for sickle cell. Tell us about this.
Oh, gosh, yes, Bob, I'm so excited about this. But, I mean, first of all, you know, when Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Champampier got together in Puerto Rico and started, you know, the whole friendship that led to the development of this CRISPR-Cas system that we're now using to do modifications of how our genes work. It's not just gene editing. That's part of it. But also it's turning genes on and off without editing them. And it's just revolutionized everything. And one of the first things that it was proposed to be useful for was sickle cell. And now we're seeing it come to fruition. It's actually now been approved as therapy in the UK. And the FDA is looking at it for approving it here in the United States. Of course, even though, by the way, it's not really that expensive, to do, relatively speaking. It is expensive to do now because it's new, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a technique where basically you take a person who has a simple genetic disease, a simple genetic flaw that causes incredible pain and suffering, as sickle cell does, and incredible medical bills, as sickle cell does, and you basically remove their existing stem cells from their bone marrow and replace them with ones that have been modified outside their body using CRISPR-Cas so that they're now functioning properly and have the right genetics, and give them those cells back. And so it's their own cells, but with the right genes in them now. And so these people get cured, completely cured, of this horrific genetic disease.
Dr. Marty, I love it when I bring up a medical story that gets you really excited, that makes my day. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty at FIU. Thanks, and have a good day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.